Quoted Rabbah and Rav Yosef about how who gavad akish b'shiroi tzrichi shuma or lo tzrichi shuma. Rabbah holds the tzrichi that lo tzrichi shuma, and Rav Yosef holds that tzrichi shuma. You have to evaluate the shiroi. And there are two lishonos in the Gemara. According to the Lishna Kama in the Gemara, Machlokas Rabbah and Rav Yosef is talking about chamshin v'shavu chamshin, that the Baal said that the shiroi are worth chamshin. And they actually are worth that. And the machlokas is, do you need shuma even in such a case where the Baal said the truth? We pointed out to machlokas, we've shown him whether this machlokas amoroyim relates only to shuma, or is it a general machlokas about shavu kesef? Rabbeinu Tam, understood by Rav Rishonim, not like the Rashba's version, but understood like Rav Rishonim, he assumes that Rabbah holds that lo tzrichi shuma dafka by shiroi, but by other things he would admit that tzrichi shuma dafka by shiroi. Why dafka by shiroi? So Rabbeinu Tam says, why? Anyone? Because in the case of shiroi, she's not going to make a mistake, since the shuma is yadua. She's not going to make a mistake, but by avanim tovos, by precious stones, we're concerned that the woman is going to not evaluate it properly. She'll think it's more than what the husband says. She's not going to have smichas das. The Rambam gives a different reason. The Rambam also distinguishes between shuma as opposed to shayar devarim. He says that Rabbah holds that you need shuma by shiroi because ha'isha misavela, right? The woman wants the shiroi. She has a taiva for it, so therefore she'll be miskadeshes even if it's not worth exactly what the husband says it's worth. She doesn't care. There is a smichas das on it anyway, but by other things there might not be a smichas das. So that's in terms of the Lishna Kama. Rav Yosef disagrees, and he says that even by chamshin v'shavu chamshin, tzrichi shuma. Right? Even by shiroi, tzrichi shuma. Why does he say tzrichi shuma? So we explained yesterday that maybe he holds that even though it's shavu chamshin, the woman is not going to have a smichas das. Why not? Because she doesn't think that it's worth exactly what the husband is saying. So she feels that she wants to do the kiddushin anyway, but she's not thinking kesef at that point. A number of you came to me after shir and said, but it's still worth a pruta. So even if it's not worth chamshin. The Baal says chamshin v'shavu chamshin. He says that it's worth 50, and in fact it really is worth 50, but she thinks it's worth something else. It's not worth as much as what he says. But does she think it's not worth a pruta? She still thinks it's worth a pruta, so what could be the problem? I think the answer probably is that once she doesn't trust the husband, once she thinks it's not worth what he says, so then she's just not thinking kesef anymore. She's saying, but I just want to be mekudeshes to him anyway. So if she's thinking about kiddushin, but without focusing on the kesef, kiddushin below kesef, that doesn't work. You need kesef for the kiddushin to work. Kesef shtar ubiya, but not kiddushin b'dibur ba'alma. Rav Yosef holds that in a situation where she doesn't think that it's worth exactly what the husband is saying, so she's not going to have das on the kesef. She's only having das on the kedushin, and that doesn't work. That's why ena mekudeshes. That's why tzrichi shuma. Okay, this is the Lishna Kam. Comes the Lishna Basra and says that Rabbi and Rav Yosef are arguing about koldehu. In the Lishna Kama, we said that everyone agrees that by koldehu you don't need a shuma, and we even had a machlokas rishon about what koldehu means. Right? Koldehu means he's mekadesh stam. It means that he says eskachli behen kemo shehen, as Rashi says. But he says whatever they're worth, you should be mekadesh stam. So in the Lishna Kama, we assume that by koldehu everyone agrees that you don't need shuma. Right? Let's take Rashi's pshat. Eskachli behen kemo shehen. He says you should be mekadesh to me with these shiroi, no matter what they're worth. So according to the Lishna Kama, everyone says that you don't need a shuma. Because he says kemo shehein, so then, you know, there's no lack of smichas das there. She realizes that she's being mekudesh as kemo shehein. Comes the Ikad Ami and says, no, the machlokas is about koldehu. The Rabbah says that by koldehu lo tzrichi shuma, and Rav Yosef says, no, by koldehu tzrichi shuma. Why? Smichas das? No. Rav Yosef holds tzrichi shuma because he says, shav kesef hareo ke kesef. It's a din. Ma kesef de kayetz, av shav kesef nami de kayetz. So just like kesef, his kayetz is set, it's defined. Kesef is a certain, currency is a certain amount, it's defined. So too, shavu kesef has to be a midah kayetz. So the question is, according to the Ikar d'Amri, would you say that Rabbah and Rav Yosef are arguing about both the case of koldehu and chamshin below shavu chamshin, or are they only arguing about koldehu? Do you say that the two Lashonos of the Gemara are interpreting the Machlokas and Moran in two totally different ways? But according to the Lishna Kamba, the Machlokas is about Chamshim, Shavu Chamshim, according to Lishna Basra, it's only about Koldehu? Or do you say no, that according to Lishna Basra, they even argue about Koldehu? What's the key word here?
Nami.
So the Lashon of the Gemara Nami sounds like they're arguing about both. According to Lishna Basra, the Machlokas and Moran is about both Koldehu and the previous case, Chamshim, Shavu Chamshim as well. But they argue about both. Right, according to Rav Yosef, Tzrichi Shuma Bain, if he says Bekoldehu, Bain, if he says Chamshin and it's Shavu Chamshin. Both. So that seems a little bit strange. If they're arguing about both, it seems like they're two different Machlokesim, which have nothing to do with each other. Seems like, that seems mutton. Why should we assume that the Amorim are arguing about two totally different things? To interpret the machlokas in one way or the other, that's saying that they have one machlokas, but why should they be arguing about two totally different things? So that prompts the Pnei Yoshua to explain that maybe according to the Ikka D'Amri, they're really arguing about one yesod. But the difference between the Ikka D'Amri, between the Lishna Bas and the Lishna Kama, is whether the two cases really are dependent on each other. Is there really one yesod over here? Is there one nekuda that Rabbi and Rav Yosef are disagreeing about? Or can you not say that there's one nekuda? Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, no, maybe the taka is one nekuda. Maybe it's all a question of what? Of kites. But according to the Lishna Basra, Rav Yosef holds the Tzrichi Shuma because makesef de kites, af shava kesef de kites. And that idea applies even by chamshim v'shavu chamshim. Not just by Koldehu. I mean, clearly, by Koldehu, there is no Shuma. There's no evaluation. So clearly, Rav Yosef would say, in such a case, it's not going to work. Because there's no Shuma b'chlam. But you might think that by Chamshin b'shavu Chamshin, maybe that's a case where we view it as though it is Kayetz. How should that be Kayetz? But he didn't go to a Mumcha. He didn't evaluate the Shira. He didn't evaluate the Shava Kesef with an expert. He claims it's Shava Chamshin. But it's not evaluated by an expert. But you might say that as long as the Baal says it's Chamshin, maybe that's considered Kayetz, maybe that's considered a set amount. Because in this Mekach U'Memker, he's defining what the Shirai are worth. So maybe Rav Yosef would say that that's called a Midi the Kayetz. Maybe the reason why Tzrichi Shuma by Chamshim Shal Chamshin is not because it's not Kayetz, but rather because of Lo Samcha Daita. Dr. Peyashua, you can't say that, because if that's the case, then the Machlokas is talking about two totally different things. So he suggests, no. If Yosef holds that if it's not shon ma'yidei mumche, if it's not evaluated by a mumche, that's called a midi d'lokayetz. And that's why he holds that bein b'koldehu, bein b'chamshim shavuchamshim tzvichi shuma. If Yosef holds that the reason why chamshim shavuchamshim tzvichi shuma is not because of lo samchedaita. Not because of lo samchedaita. Maybe the reason Taka is the reason that some of you gave. Rav Yosef holds, why is it Lo Samcha Daita? Just because she doesn't think it's Shavu Chamshin, but she still thinks it's at least a Pruta, so what could be the problem? So maybe the Ikka D'Amri was concerned about that, and they say Taka, Rav Yosef didn't think that there's a lack of Smichas Das, but rather the Machlokas is he holds Tzrichi Shuma, both by Koldehu and by Chamshin and Shavu Chamshin, because it's a Midi Lo Kitz. If a mumcha was not shon the shiroi, then it's lokitz, it's not set, and that's why he holds that there's not going to be kiddushin. So you need shuma in both cases, both by koldu and by shchamshim shal chamshin, in order that it should be a midi the kids. That's how the Pnei Yeshua understood the Ikka D'Amri. That really they're arguing about both by koldu and by chamshim shal chamshin, and it's the zelba yesod, it's the same point. But Yosef holds that tzvichi shuma, because in both cases it's lokitz. Even by chamshim shal chamshin, that's not kitz, because it's not evaluated by a mumcha. Comes the Bir Agra and disagrees. The Gaon in Bir Agra says no. Maybe the Taka argued about two different things. He's nonplussed by the fact that there might be two different machlokasim going around over here. He thinks Misvara Chamshin v'Shavu Chamshin is kitz, and that's what motivated the Gaon to say that they must be arguing about two different things. Because Chamshin v'Shavu Chamshin, he says, there really isn't really the kitz. How is it kitz? Up the Gaon, it's kitz because if the individual himself tells you the price, the shuma sakone, the Baal is the kone of the isha. If he is shom this item, giving it to the makne to pay for the kiddushin, So his shuma is called a shuma. Do we need a shuma through a mumcha? Even a shuma through the kona? As long as he declares what the value of the item is, maybe that should be called a shuma as well. The Gaon felt that that should be considered a shuma as well. Aye, so if that's the case, so how could Rabbi Rav Yosef be arguing also about chamshin or shavu chamshin if it's immediate the kids? The answer is they're arguing about something else. They're not only arguing about whether tzrichi shuma by kol dehu because it's not immediate the kids. No, even if it's immediate the kids by chamshin or shavu chamshin, according to Rav Yosef, you need shuma. Why? By chamshin or shavu chamshin because without shuma, there's a lack of smichas das. Exactly, same. Two different things according to the Gaon. They're arguing about two different yisodos. They're arguing about whether shavu ketzev requires meeting the kids, but by chamshin v'shavu chamshin you really have you have kids. It is considered kids. It's considered that it's a set amount. The hada pligi ba'amar chamshin zok the Gaon hu mitam rishon. By chamshin v'shavu chamshin they're arguing about whether there's smichas das. According to Rabbi Yosef, you need a shuma by chamshin v'shavu chamshin because he assumes there is no smichas das, even though he says that it's worth 50 because she doesn't think that it's the truth. Okay, this is the basic machlokas achronim as to how to understand the Lishna Basra. So, what does the Lishna Basra say? According to Rabbi Yosef, by kol dehu tzrichi shuma because ma kesef dekayetz avshava kesef nami dekayetz. Yeah, that's what the Lishna Basra says. If you need a meeting of the kids, and Shavu Kesef normally is not kids, so that's why you need a shum. Why do you need a meeting of the kids by Shavu Kesef? So says Rashi, Shavu Kesef ke Kesef, Gabi Kedushin Kesef Ksiv, Gabi Kedushin Kesef Ksiv, the Shavu Kesef is Rabi ke Kesef, Kedi Amin on the Kamal Yoshev, Gleva Shavu Kesef. Yoshev gulosu mikesef miknoso. By an Eved Ivri, it says Yoshev, the rabbi shavu kesef. So we learn that shavu kesef kekesef. Shavu kesef kekesef, zokr of Yosef. If shavu kesef is dino kekesef, ma kesef the kids, of shavu kesef the kids. The same halacha that applies to kesef has to apply to shavu kesef. So that's why he holds that by kol dehu you need a shuma, so that shavu kesef will be amidah the kids as well. Comes the Ritva and explains differently. Rav Yosef holds that in the Lishna Basra, if he says kol dehu, you need a shuma because you need meeting the kids. Why? Gzeres hakosav? No, the Ritva says it's a svar. Rav Yosef holds it's a svar that you need a shuma by kol dehu. Svar. What's the svar? Perish. Afilu amalav b'kol ma shehen ben harbi ben what? Mikol makom kisvua sheshov en harbi miskadesh es aldas ken viyu kidush etos. Rav Yosef holds that even if he says b'kol dehu, kisvura sheshav en harbe, she thinks it's worth a lot. U'miskadesh es aldaske, she's only accepting the kedushin because it's worth a lot, and it'll be a kedushin tos because it's not worth that amount. Why do you need a midi de kitz by shavu kesef? Not because shavu kesef kekesef due to gzer sakasa, but rather. It sounds like a smichas das issue, right? Rav Yosef holds that there's a smichas das problem even by kol dehu, that she thinks it's worth more. She thinks it's worth more, so she's only accepting the kedusha because she thinks it's worth more. And it'll be a kedusha tos because it's not worth more. He said kol dehu. It's modna, right? He says kol dehu. According to Rashi, that means hiskachili behen kamo shehen. He says bin mekudeshes to me bekol dehu with this item kamo shehen, whatever it's worth. But she's not taking that at face value. She's not accepting his statement. She's not willing to be mekudeshes kamo shehen. She wants to be mekudeshes because she thinks it's really worth a lot. It turns out it's not really worth a lot. That's going to be a kedushin toz. If you need a shum in order to ensure that it's not going to be a kedushin toz, that she's going to have a full das. Very interesting. Right. Within the Lishna Basra, we thought Rav Yosef holds that you need a shuma not because of smichas das, but rather because of a din, that you need a midi dekits. So Rashi seems very mistaber that shavu kesef kekesef because of gzeres hakosav, that yoshev l'rabba shavu kesef kekesef, gzeres hakosav. So if kesef is midi dekits, then shavu kesef is midi dekits as well. The Ritva is learning that it's not a gzeres hakosav. It doesn't sound like it's really a din. Sounds like it's smichas das also, even in the Lishna Basra. that even though he says kol dehu, she's thinking that I'm accepting the kedushin because it's worth so much money, and it's not really worth that amount of money, so she doesn't have smichas das, and that's going to be a kedushay tals. What's the Ritva saying? Midi the kids is related to kedushay tals. Shavu kesef kesef. It sounds like it's a din that shavu kesef is kekesef. You need a midi the kids because sekzeras hakosef. That's the din. That if you need a midi, if kesef is kids, so shavu kesef has to be kids. What does this have to do with smichas das? The Ritva is a pel. L'chora, the answer is that Rashi and the Ritva are probably arguing about the nature of the din of shavu kesef kekesef. What's the mocha for shavu kesef kekesef? Rashi quotes Gzeres HaKosef, so we know that the Rishonim on Daf Beis, to harken back to one of the first shiurim that we had, Rishonim on Daf Beis argue, why is it that Shavu Kesef is Taka Kikesef? Tosfos on Daf Beis says the same as Rashi over here. Yoshev, Gulosu Mekesef, Mekesef, Nasu, Yoshev, Lerabo Shavu Kesef, Kikesef, it's Gzeres HaKosef. We learned from Eved Ivri that just like in the case of Eved Ivri, that he can be konis atzo b'kesef, he's nikne b'kesef, as we'll see, he's konis atzo b'kesef, so to kedushin is, he's nikne and konis atzo b'kesef and b'shav b'kesef, so to kedushin is not only b'kesef, kesef is learned kicha kicha misteyefron, b'shav b'kesef also works. Yoshev is exerus akosef that teaching you that shav b'kesef is kesef. That's how Tosfos learned enough base. And Rashi is following Tosfos. The many of the other Rishonim disagree, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all disagreed, and they said, Shavu Kesef Kekesef, why? What's the mocha? What's the source? Anyone? One word. Svar? Exactly. Who said that? Josh? Excellent. Svar? So Svar, what's the Svar? Svar is Mali Kesef, Mali Shavu Kesef. You can do the same things with Shavu Kesef as you can do with Kesef, so if Kesef should work, why shouldn't Shavu Kesef work? To put it differently, if Kedusha Kesef is all a function of the Shavius of the item, the Shavius of the Kesef, so then, it doesn't really matter whether you're using kesef mamish. She should have the same kind of smichas das for the kiddushin, whether you're using kesef or shavu kesef, because you can accomplish the same amount with shavu kesef as you can accomplish with kesef itself. The woman has the same smichas das for shavu kesef as she has for kesef. It's a svara that shavu kesef ke kesef, because you can accomplish the same amount with Shavu Kesef as you can accomplish with Kesef. If that's why Shavu Kesef ke Kesef, so then perhaps we can say Rav Yosef holds that Shavu Kesef ke Kesef being a midi de kitz. If Kesef is kitz, you need kitz by Shavu Kesef as well. What was he saying? What did he mean? Not that this is another yisod, that aside from the smichas das problem, he also was concerned about this din that you need midi de kitz. No, perhaps he meant that you need midi de kitz by Shavu Kesef. Because since Shavu Kesef and Kesef is like Misvara, and that itself is based on a concept of Smichas Das, that the woman is going to have Smichas, the same kind of Smichas Das for Shavu Kesef as she has for Kesef, because you can accomplish the same thing with the Shavu Kesef. So perhaps you need a Midi de Kitz to create the Smichas Das. The purpose of Kitz by Kesef is since it's a set amount, so she has a Smichas Das. She knows what she's getting, and she accepts the Kiddushin, because she understands the value that she's getting. So maybe the purpose of the Shuma by Shavu Kesef is to create that Smichas Das. Since Shavu Kesef is Kekesef, Shavu Kesef functions like Kesef for Kiddushin, because Kiddusha Kesef is all about Shavius, what that means is there's going to be Smichas Das on the part of the woman, even for Shavu Kesef. But the only way that there's going to be a Smichas Das is if it's meeting the kids. That's what the Gemara is saying. If Yosef holds that you need a midi de kitz, not because of a din, but because to create the smichas das, there has to be kitz. To create the smichas das, there has to be kitz. If it's not kitz, she'll think it's worth more. She's not going to have smichas das. It's not that midi de kitz is an independent idea. It's a new halacha that just like kesef is set, so too shavu kesef has to be set. No. Midi de kitz itself is related to smichas das. The purpose of being kitz is to have a smichas das. So Rav Yosef, even by shavu kesef, perhaps you should need a midi de kitz in order to generate that smichas das. So that's why the Ritva interpreted that the reason why you need the shuma is because without the shuma, she'll think it's worth money. Because midi de kitz is not an independent halacha, but rather it relates to the smichas das issue. That the purpose of being kitz is so that there'll be a smichas das. not just the kesef. Kesef is koda because it's kesef, but no, since it is kis, there is a smichas das, and that element of smichas das is necessary in the shava kesef as well, in order for it to work as kesef. And that's why it's necessary for it to have a shuma. Yes.
Maybe I guess two questions. The first is that if Ravuzer said that in the Lishna Kama, Trinity said the same thing in the Shabbos, it's about Smith's Das, should have said Smith's Das. It's Trinity said that not invoke it at all, but when he did.
The chiddush of the Lishna Bas is that even by Koldahu he holds that you need the Shuma, because if not, then since it's not a meat of the kids, it's not going to have Smichas Das. Right. That's what I'm trying to suggest. According to the Ritva, it seems like the Lishna Bas is based on Smichas Das, because he talks about Kiddush Etos. If it's not Kiddush Etos, what kind of halacha could it be? Right? If it's Kiddush Etos, the chara that has to relate to Smichas Das. I'm not saying such a chiddush. Right, according to the Ritva, Rav Yosef's position is all based on Kiddush Etos. Rav Yosef's position is based on Kiddush Etos that must relate to Smichas Das. So it seems as though he's linking the Lishna Basa with the Lishna Kama. Think, what's the second kasha?
Why do we care what she thinks? She says she's trying to believe. If she said yes to the guy she's called to, then she said yes. If she doesn't, she said no. But
as we said, Dvarim Shebelieb Ovelev Kol Adam, if we feel that she's not going to believe him, if we feel that since a woman is not Bekiya B'Shuma, she's not going to believe the husband, and she's going to start thinking, so then that's a different story. Right? We assume that Dvarim Shebelieb Einam Dvarim, but if there's reason to be concerned, right, if there's a reason a Chazal felt there is a concern that she's not going to trust, so then we're not going to say it's only Dvarim Shebelieb. Then we do take it more seriously.
Isn't that the whole point of Koldu, that he says whatever it's worth? So whatever it's worth, it's worth. So what she thought it was worth more, but that's her problem.
So Rav Yosef's chiddush that even by Koldahu, even though he said that's what it's worth, she doesn't listen to him. That's
no
the whole.
Listen, it's
what? We're always concerned that she has something else in mind, and that's why you need the shuma in order to lock it in, to make sure that there's going to be smichas das. It's hard to say that it's vaday enem kodesh. She definitely is not going to listen to him. It means that we're concerned that she's not going to believe him. I mean. It's funny that the Gemara doesn't say it's a Sofek Kiddush. Right? Rav Yosef holds it's Sofek Mekudeshes. But that's the chor of the point. It's still only a Sofek. I mean, she might believe him. Rav Yosef holds that because we're concerned that she doesn't really trust him, so therefore you need the Shuma in order to make it be a Vada Kiddush. Okay. Yeah, Kiva.
The Ritva that came up with that original idea was just in Sfara.
It wasn't the Ritva, it was the Ramban, it was the Rashba, a whole host of Chachmei Svar, yeah.
And I thought that the Ritva's main point is that as long as we see two people's das, they're agreeing on the condition, which is her accepting the way the item is, and it's a double chashuv, that means it's good. Here, that's what we have. She's accepting it, whether she believes it or not.
No, but
the daughter is a chashuv.
But as we said, her acceptance is not enough. If she's accepting it for Torah's Kiddushim, but not for Torah's Kiddusha Kesef, then that's going to be a problem. She has to be having smichus das for the Kesef. So she has to know that
from the view of two Adam here, they see him exchange an item which is a davar chashuv, so we know it's kesef, at least. And she accepts it, that's all we see. How can we go further and think, oh, maybe she doesn't really believe in here? All we see is her accepting it.
Rav Yosef says that we're concerned that maybe she doesn't believe him. That's his whole shita. I mean, you basically argue with this whole shita. We don't pass him like him, we pass him like
every kiddushin, why isn't there a further...
No, but if it's a midi dekits, if we know how much the kesef is worth, so then there's no mistake. There's no concern of kiddush etos. But here, if it's not a meat of the kids, then there is a concern of kiddush etos. Okay, the Gemara, continuing on Dabches, points out that Rav Yosef brought two rayas to his yesod that she wrote to Yitishum. The first raya is from the din of Eved Ivri. You know, Amin Allah, Rav Yosef says, the time in the kesef ignoso, the kesef uniktav, and uniktav betfuv akeli. The Braisa says, the Kesef Miknas, so that the Eved Ivri buys himself back from Kesef Miknas. So the Drosha is, the Kesef Miknas, and the Nikta Bitfu of Akelim. So, frankly, my high school of Akelim Hechidom, he limited the Maknabu Klal, Yashav Gulasa, Merachman, other Abishav Kesef Kesef. Can't be that two of Akelim don't work at all. Shav Kesef works, that's what Yashav teaches me. He'd less lose Shav Kuta, my Iriya Tfu of Akelim, my Tfu Kesef Nami. Less than a shavah puta, obviously that's not going to work. Forget about two of the kelim, we think kesef less than a shavah puta. So what are we talking about? So after Yosef, Elalav is for Shavu Pruta, v'kevin lo kaitzi lo. We must be talking about that the Tfuah v'kevin have a Shavu Pruta. The Eved Ivri can't be Kona himself, the Tfuah v'kevin, even though there's a Shavu Pruta, because it's not a Midi Dikitz. Right? And it could be a Raya Bain to the Lishna Kama, Bain to the Lishna Baksa, right? Not a Midi Dikitz, so therefore, even if it's Chamshin v'Shavu Chamshin, Rav Yosef holds it's not going to work, or the Koldahu it's not going to work. Because it's not kitz, it's not a shuma, so it's not going to work. So isn't this a raya that you need shuma? Idach, what is Rabbah going to respond? Why is this not a raya that you need shuma? Hochi kama. Not bekesef u'nikna ve'no nikna betfuah v'kelim. Meaning, since tfuah v'kelim is not kitz, it's not doesn't have a shuma, therefore it's not going to work. But rather, betoras kesef u'nikna ve'nikna betoras tfuah v'kelim. The Eved Ivri is nikna. And konas atzmo betoras kesef, but not betoras tfuah v'kelim, meaning not betoras chalipim. The Eved Ivri is nikna v'konas atzmo b'kesef, but not b'chalipim. That's what Rabbah is going to understand. Not that he's not nikna v'konas atzmo b'shov v'kesef, b'tfuah v'kelim that doesn't have a shuma. Rather b'kesef but not b'chalipim. Rav Nachman de Amar Peres. According to Rav Nachman, who holds that Peres can't do Chalipin, how does Rav Nachman know that? So Rashi here quotes the pasuk Kol Dover, right? L'kayim Kol Dover, it says. Megillas Rus. What does L'kayim Kol Dover mean? So does it mean... Pashup Shad is it means Chalipin works in every case, right? Bein B'metadlin, Bein Bekarka. The other way to interpret is that Kol Dover might be Marbe all items, even Paris, right? That Nal doesn't mean only a Kli, maybe it means Paris. And so these are the two approaches, right? That either Kol Dover comes to be Marbe, that Chalipin works to be Kona everything, or that you can do Chalipin with everything. So after Rav Nachman, Kol Dover should be understood as saying that Chalipin works to be Kona everything, but it's not. But you can't use Paris as the vehicle for Chalipin. So according to him, Pedrosha Bekesivu Nikta Veno Nikta Betfuah V'Kelim doesn't make any sense. Tfuah is Paris. The Paris can't do Chalipin, so this Drosha doesn't make any sense. So how's Rabbah going to respond? Michael Amemar Ella La'olam the last Tfuah Shavu Pruta. Rabbah says, really, we're talking about a case where the Tfuah V'Kelim don't have a Shavu Pruta. Ah, you the Karmid Ma'iv Yitzvah V'Kelim Afilu Kesef Nami. Lomi Ba'a Kama. Lomi Ba'a Kesef Di Yisvei Shavu Pruta Eni Lo. Abel Tfuah V'Kelim Eima Midim Mikriva Hanasayu Gamer Makni Nafshe Kamash Malon. Look, Rabbah, I would think that Tfuah V'Kelim, since Mikriva Hanasayu, since it's easy to get Hanor from Tfuah V'Kelim, Kesef, you have to buy something to get Hanor. You can't get Hanor from the Kesef. You can't eat Kesef. You can't use the Kesef. You got to buy something else in order to get Hanor. So I would think that for the Kelim, since Mikra v'Hanor Asaya, since it's easy to get Hanor from it, so therefore even B'pochos Mishav Pruta, it has a din Kesef. The Eved Ivri is Nikna v'Konis Atzma, even B'pochos Mishav Pruta, Kamash Malon. That's the Gemara. If Yosef brings a Raya from B'Kesef v'Nikna 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 b'Tfuah v'Kelim, that you need Shuma. And that's why Tfuah V'Kelim is not going to work, because we must be talking about where it's Shav V'Pruta. The Tfuah V'Kelim are Shav V'Pruta, but since they're low kaiti, it's not going to work. And Rabbah responds, no, one of two things. That either the Kesef V'Nikna 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 V'Tfuah V'Kelim means that an Eved Ivri is not Nikna B'Chalipim. That's what it comes to tell me. Or it comes to tell me that an Eved Ivri can't be Nikna or Konis Atzmo B'shav v'kesef, b'tfuah v'kelim, even though it's less than a shav pruta, because I'd have a havamina since the hanah is easy to get. Maybe even pachos b'shav pruta should work. Kamash malon, it doesn't work. Adkan, that's the first raya of the Gemara. What emerges from this sugya? There is a drosha in the Gemara that b'kesef u'nikna v'enu nikna b'tfuah v'kelim, that an Eved Ivri is not nikna b'chalipin. That is a drosha that the Gemara has. So comes Tosfos and says, this drosha is halacha l'maisa. Maniu chalipin, ein Eved Ivri nikna b'chalipin, v'okona atzo b'chalipin. So Tosfos, it's a halacha, that an Eved Ivri is not nikna b'chalipin. He can't be konas atzmo either. when it comes to leave the Adam, the Eved Ivri can't do a chalipin to be kones atzma. The drasha b'kasev u'nikna v'nei nikna b'tfuva v'keilim, that's nikna. B'kasev miknasa below b'tfuva v'keilim, the Eved Ivri can't be nikna v'chalipin. How do we know that he can't be kones after the chalipin? So it says tell us, b'kasev miknasa was also the mocker for the Eved Ivri being kone himself. Lamar later on says, how do you know that an Eved Ivri is kones ato bekesef, mikesef miknasa? Makes sense. I mean, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. That he's buying himself back. Mikesef miknasa. From the kesef that he acquired himself in, he's kone himself by giving back the kesef. The Mishnah and Daf Yedalad and Beis quotes the Kinyanim that you can be Konan Eved Ivri with Eved Ivri Nikna V'Kesef V'Shtav Konan Atzma B'Shanim B'Yovel U'B'Giron Kesef. So Eved Ivri Nikna V'Kesef says the Gemara Menolan Amar Kol V'Kesef V'Gnaso Malamesh Nikna V'Kesef. V'Kesef V'Gnaso tells me that an Eved Ivri is Nikna V'Kesef. And how do we know Konan is Atzma? That's the Gemara and Daf Tezayim. Tano V'Konan is Atzma V'Kesef U'B'Shav V'Kesef. Bishlom a kesef, dechziv a kesef, nasa. Shav a kesef as well, but shtar, how do you know? The hemshech of the gemar. So kesef, the Eved Ivri is nitna the kesef and konas nato the kesef, ni kesef, ignasu, it's exeris akasu. So says Tosus, mi kesef, ignasu, comes to exclude chalipin, the kesef, the nikna, vena nikna, the two of a kalim. So from that, you see that an Eved Ivri must not be nikna the chalipin, and he's not konas nato the chalipin as well. Aval Eved Kanaini says Tosfos. We're not talking about Eved Kanaini in this Gemara. But Tosfos adds it. He adds the din of Eved Kanaini here. Aval Eved Kanaini Nikne, says the Gaon, Nikne Vekones Atzma B'Chalipin. Both Nikne Vekones Atzma. Hagol Sagro. Nikne Vekone Atzma B'Chalipin. Kedetani V'Perak HaSholeak, Abishakal Kumta V'Shadaba, Amal Lakni Hayu Knei Nafshach. What Gemara is he referring to? I think we've had this Gemara before. We discussed this in the Sugi of Chalipin on Daf Gimel. The Gemara on Daf Lametesa Medeis and Gittin has a Machlokas Tanoim. What can you use for an Eved Knai to be Kona himself? To be Yotzi L'Cheris. The Pshimin holds that the Eved Knai is Yotzi L'Cheris with Shtar, but not Kesef. The hafte lo niftasa means the hefta doesn't work. He can't redeem himself with kesef. Kesef shtar gomerba ve'in kesef gomerba. And we don't paskin like him. Paskin against Reb Shimon. We assume that an Eved Kanaini can be kones atzmo even with kesef. How do I know that an Eved Kanaini can be kones with kesef? So the Gemara tells a story. A story about chalipin, not about kesef. But the Gemara wants to deduce from that story that maybe kesef doesn't work to be kone, for an Eved Kanaini to be kone himself. A story that in Adam, leaving out the details, leaving out all of the, you know, this sensitivities, right? That the Adam felt bad for his Shifcha Kananias. Leaving that out, the story is that in Adam, through his kumta, he threw a hat for the Shifcha Kananias in order for her to be kona herself, and he said Zilkni ha ukni nafshach. You acquire this item and acquire yourself. So, Zot the Gemara, Asul Kami de Rav Nachman, Amalahu, Lo Asav Lo Klum. Rav Nachman was consulted on the case and he said it didn't work. Now, why didn't it work? So, it says the Gemara, Man de Chazesav Mishim de Halachat Rav Shimon, someone who saw the case would think, well, why does it not work? Because Chalifin doesn't work to be Konan Eved Kanaini. Rav Shimon holds Dafka, Shtar can work to be Meshachar the Eved Kanaini, but not Kesef. So you'd think Rav Nachman thought that Chalipin doesn't work because basically Rav Shimon is saying Dafka Shtar and no other Kenyan. So Kesef is not going to work, Chalipin is not going to work, no other Kenyan is going to work. That's what you would have thought. Dr. Gemara, but that's not true. We paskin against Rav Shimon. We paskin that Kesef Taka can work to free an Eved Kanaini. The reason why Chalipin didn't work in that case is because it's Caliph Shel Nachna, not Caliph Shel Kona. The Shifcha Kanaias is acquiring herself. It's not Caliph Shel Kona. You have to give Caliph Shel Kona to work for Chalipin. That was Caliph Shel Nachna. That's why it's not going to work. But really, Chalipin should work to be Kona and Eved, for an Eved Kanaini to be Kona themselves. And we pass in the Kesef also works to be, for an Eved Knani to become a himself. As Tosfos on Daf Ches, you see from the Gemara in Gittin that an Eved Knani can be Kona himself, a Chalipin. Can be Kona himself, a Chalipin. How do we know that he's Nikne B'Chalipin? Tosfos doesn't even mention V'Kones Atzmo in our Girsa. The reason why the Gon adds V'Kones Atzmo is because the case in Gittin is talking about Kones Atzmo. That the Shivcha Knaini is that the Eved Knaini are acquiring themselves. You're being Meshacher the Eved. So that's why the Gon adds V'Kones Atzmo, because if not, what's the Raya of Tosfos? Mashra Mishim Dehavi Lekelev Shalmakne Lo Asa V'Lo Plum Abba B'Kelev Shalkona Kansa V'Toras Chalipin Mashma V'Lo B'Toras Kesem V'Chem Pirish Rach. So from that Gemara, you see that an Eved Knaini can be Kona himself a Chalipin, because it didn't work since it was Kalev Shel Machne. But if it would be Kalev Shel Kona, the Kona gives the Kli, and the Machne is Machne back Kona, then that would work by Chalipin. How do you know that an Eved Knaini can be Nikne a Chalipin? So the Mefarshim point out, that's a Gemara Mefarshis. That's the Gemara Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. At the end of the first parak, right? First it talks about Eved Ivri on Daf Yidalim, and then it talks about Eved Knaini on Daf Chav Beis. Eved Knaini nikne b'kesef b'shara b'chazaka. How do you know that an Eved Knaini is nikne b'kesef b'shara b'chazaka? We need to acquire the Eved Knaini in the first place, not to be meshacher. V'nolon, says the Gemara d'chsiv, v'snachaltem osam l'vnechem acharechem l'reshes achuza, hikish nakosav l'stei achuza. Ma'stei achuza nikne b'kesef b'shara b'chazaka, af Eved Knaini nikne b'kesef b'shara b'chazaka. Eved Knaini is like karka. Mistachaltem osam levnechem achareichem lereshes achuza. You morish an Eved Knaini to your children. If it's like an astei achuza, then just like astei achuza is nikne b'kesef b'shtar v'chazaka, so too an Eved Knaini is going to be nikne b'kesef b'shtar v'chazaka. Tona says the Gemara, af b'chalipin. There's the Gemara jumping down a few lines. Af b'chalipin. The Eved Knaini can be nikne even b'chalipin. Well, what's the Gemara saying? How does the Gemara know that it's nicknamed even the Chalipin? It's Poshet. Yikishan akosov l'stei achuza. The Torah connects, the Torah compares Eved Knaini to a stei achuza, to karka. So if karka is nicknamed b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka, and karka is nicknamed b'chalipin, l'kayim kol dover, karka is nicknamed b'chalipin, Chalipin works both by metaltem and karka, so Eved Knaini should work by Chalipin. You could be Kona and Eved Knaini b'chalipin. Okay? This is the halacha of an Eved Ivri and an Eved Knaini according to Tosfos here on Daf Ches. He says that an Eved Ivri is Nikna B'Chalip, and Eved Ivri is not Nikna B'Chalip, nor is it Kona Sasu B'Chalip, but an Eved Knaini is Pumfakad, the exact opposite. The Eved Knaini can be Kona Sasu B'Chalip, like we see from the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes in Gittin, and he's Nikna B'Chalip as well, as you see from the Gemara on Daf Chav Beis. Right. An interesting distinction that Tosfos draws, and obviously the question is, why is there a chiluk? Manavshach, if chalipin works, it should work by both. If it doesn't work, it shouldn't work by either. What kind of a strange split is this between Eved Ivri and Eved Knaini? Why should I say that chalipin should work to be kona and Eved Knaini? Eved Knaini nikne b'chalipin, v'kona satzo b'chalipin. Eved Ivri eino nikne b'chalipin v'eino kona satsa b'chalipin. Why does it work by one and not work by the other? Well, what's the chiluk? So, of course, the point of departure is what we discussed earlier, right? We discussed on Daf Gimel the nature of kinyan chalipin. So, we have to mention that you sowed again, right? There was a whole discussion we had, what's the nature of kinyan chalipin, but now we have to apply it to the cases. It's not enough just to say, well, it's fei dinin, there are two possibilities in chalipin, but we see a stira. We see a contradiction between two cases. So what taka are the two approaches? So some want to say chalipin is mitam kesef. Chalipin obviously is different than kesef. What are the two ways that chalipin is different than kesef? First of all, chalipin works even pelchas b'shava pruta. Konim b'kliyafu b'shem b'shava pruta. What else? Hadra sudra le'mare, right? The sudra goes back to the owner, right? So it's a kni amanas le'haknos. You're giving the chalipin only in order to be makna something else. Giving the chalipin to be makna an Eved Knaini. Giving the kli in order to be makna a shibut. So it's not quite like kesef. Kesef, you're giving over to the makna, and the makna is keeping it. Chalifin, he's not keeping it. Kesef has to be at least a shava pruta. Chalifin doesn't have to be a shava pruta. So the question is, do these exceptions demonstrate the chalifin is a different type of kinyan? So these exceptions demonstrate the chalifin is a different type of kinyan. It's not mitam kesef. If, as we said, it's a kinyan of das, it's just an expression of a willingness to go through with the kinyan. It's a kinyan with almost without a ma'aser kinyan. Right? It's not, you're not giving kesef. The ma'aser kinyan doesn't last. It's temporary. The whole thing is a kinyan das to begin with. But we say, no, chalipin has these exceptions. It's exeris akasot, chalipin has the exceptions, but the reality is, it's really like kesef. It's really mitam kesef. It's really mitam kesef. Those are the two approaches. Do we say chalipin is mitam kesef? Do we say chalipin is totally different? It's a different type of kinyan entirely. So comes Tosis and Gittin and says, you know why an evik kanaini can be kone as aso b'chalipin? That's because chalipin is mitam kesef. Chalipin is mitam kesef. That's what he says. Mishindav Kalev shall makna avlam haya Kalev shall kona hisazocha atzma b'chalipin. The Tanya behedi parakama the kiddusha and the evikhanani nikna b'chalipin. Tosis invokes the Gemara and the Afchav Beis that an evikhanani can be nikna b'chalipin as well. So he says there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to be kona atzma b'chalipin. It's doch the zel bazach. If he's nikna b'chalipin, he should be able to be kona atzma b'chalipin. Tosis' point of departure is the Gemara of Chav Beis, that he's nikna b'chalipin. So if we can acquire an Evik Tani b'chalipin, then it makes sense that the Evik Tani can acquire himself b'chalipin as well. Why, says Tosis? Mishim b'chalipin, damo le kesef. Because chalipin is like kesef. V'chalhecha the kesef koni, chalipin nami koni. Any place that kesef is kona, chalipin is kona, lebar me'isha, mishim l'vapach al-shavapruta, lo mekanya nafsha. K'da'ama b'resh kidushin. Says Tosis in Gittin, the reason why Evik Kanaini is nikna b'chalifin, nesatza b'chalifin, is because chalifin is mitam kes. I, the exceptions, those are exceptions to the rule, but the reality is chalifin really is mitam kes. And that's why it works for Evik Kanaini. Yes?
So I think so Tosin Kedushin, though.
Comes the Rashash and says, obviously Tosis in Gittin is not working with Tosin Kedushin, but rather he's working with Rashi. Right? We said Rashi and Tosis and of Gimel in Kiddushin have a machlokas. It's a little chazar. A little chazar I never heard. Rashi and Kiddushin and Tosfos argue whether chalipin is mitam kesef or not mitam kesef. So comes the Rashash and Gittin. He says, obviously, Tosfos is not lishitosam and Tosfos and Kiddushin. It's two different mesechtas. So they argue. Tosfos in Gittin is working with Rashi in Kiddushin. He's assuming that chalipin is mitam kesef, and that's why it works to be kona and evik kanaini. And the Evik Kanaani is able to be called himself as well, the Chalipin. But Tosis in Kiddushin, the Rabbeinu Tam, would argue, he'd say Chalipin is a Kenyan, Das is Namitam Kesef, and it would taka not work by an Evik Kanaani. He'd have to reinterpret the Gemara in Gittin. Right? Rabbeinu Tam would say that Evik Kanaani would not be Yotze b'Chalipin because it's not Mitam Kesef. And we pointed out, Bishaito, that's the Rabbim and the Ravid. Machlokas the Rabbim and the Ravid. Right? And Hilchas Avodim, the Rambam and the Ravid. Have a Machlokas whether Chalifin works from Meshachar and Evik Kanaini. The Ravid says, of course it works, because Chalifin is Mitam Kesef, like Tosis and Gittin. And the Rambam holds, no, it doesn't work from Meshachar and Evik Kanaini, because Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef. We're familiar with this, the basic Yisodus, right? Machlokas Rishon, and what's the nature of Chalifin? Is it Mitam Kesef? Is not Mitam Kesef? Nafkamina, can even Meshachar and Evik Kanaini b'chalipin, can even Meshachar and Evik Kanaini b'chalipin. The question is, now that we know the basic yesodos, how do we plug it in over here? Okay? Our Gemara seems to assume that an Eved Ivri can't be nikta b'chalipin. He's nikta b'kesef, but not b'chalipin. Sounds like he can't be kones atzmo b'chalipin. If the pasuk mikesef ignoso is the mokar that the Eved Ivri is kones atzmo, so the same drasha that mikesef, miknoso, b'kesef, v'nikta, v'nikta, b'tfuah, v'kelim, that should apply to kones atzmo too. Right? So it's a little bit strange. Why should I assume that an Eved Ivri is different than an Eved Kanaani? Chalifin is mitam kesef, so it should work by both. If you tell me it's mitam kesef, it works to be kone an Eved Kanaani and to be meshachar an Eved Kanaani, then it should work to be kone, to be meshachar an Eved Ivri as well. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is, if you assume that Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef like the Rambam, like the Rabbi Utam and Tosas and Kiddushin, you hold it's not Mitam Kesef. And that's why an Ebed Kanaini is not Yotze B'Chalifin. So then why is an Ebed Kanaini Nikne B'Chalifin? There's one halacha about an Ebed Kanaini that you can't deny. That's the Gemara and Dachav Beis. Right? There are four halachas that we're fiddling with. Really. We have Ebed Ivri. Nikne B'Chalifin. Kones Asa B'Chalifin. Eved Ivri according to Tosfos on the Ches ain't no Nikne B'Chalifin. According to Tosfos on the Ches ain't no Kones Asa B'Chalifin. Eved Kanaini Nikne B'Chalifin. That's a Gemara. Everyone agrees to that. Mark Kedushin, Chavez on the base. The Resha Sachuza. Habakon Esasa B'Chalifin. So now we have a Mahogas Rishon. The Rambam says no. The Ravid says yes. The Ravid and Tosus and Gitman say yes. Chalifin kekesef. The Rambam says chalifin lav mitam kesef. It's a different type of kinyan. The question is, first of all, if you assume like the Rambam that an Ebed Kanaini can't be called a sasa b'chalifin because chalifin is not mitam kesef, so then you have an internal contradiction within Ebed Kanaini. How is it that an Ebed Kanaini is nikne b'chalifin? It can be nikne b'chalifin. Let's say the Ebed Kanaini is owned by a goy. Right? You want to be kone him from the goy. You're kone b'chalifin. Or let's say you want to be kone the Ebed. A person is a goy. You want to turn him into an Ebed Kanaini, so you can give him chalifin, and you can be kone him. Right? You can do a kinyan chalifin, and he'll be nikne b'chalifin. Right? If the Odom, the prospective Odom, gives a kli to the goy, then he becomes an Eveni. He's a nikne b'chalifin. How can that be? If the Rambam holds chalifin is not mitam kesef, so then how can he be nikne b'chalifin? That's kasha number one. And kasha number two, according to Tosfos in Kiddushin, on Daf Ches, Eben Kanaini is nikne b'chalifin and kones asa b'chalifin. So why is the Eved Ivri not nikne b'kones asa b'chalifin? Stira. Not a stira within Eved Kanaini, but a stira between Eved Kanaini and Eved Ivri. So in terms of the first kasha, the internal contradiction between the dinim of Eved Kanaini, the chord is a simple answer for the Rambam. The Rambam might hold that chalifin is takanat mitam kesef. Why is an Eved Kanaini nikne b'chalifin? What's the answer? It breaks the rules. You could say the Rambam really holds the Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef. In fact, you can go so far as to say that where does the Rambam know that Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef? Where does he know that Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef? Maybe from Ar Gemara. Maybe Taka Ar Gemara is the mocker for that Yisod. The Kesef v'nikne v'nikne v'tu v'keilin. Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef. It's different than Kesef. Maybe Taka the Rambam... The Rambam's mocker is from Ar Gemara. That's what the Rashba writes in a tshuva. Rashba writes in Chelek Dalet Simin Reish Beis that the mocker, the chalifin, is not mitam kesef, is Ar Gemara and Daf Ches and Kiddushin. The kesef unikna ve'en unikna betuah v'keilin, that means that chalifin is not mitam kesef, is different. So that could be what the Rambam holds. The Rambam saw his shita from Ar Gemara. Aye, but an Eved Kanaini is nikne b'chalifin? The Rambam says it's a gzeres hakosef. That's a gzeres hakasa. And the taka makes sense. Rambam says it's a gzeres hakasa because when the Eved Kanani is nikna, what's the din of an Eved Kanani? He's kasher of a chamaro. He's like a sadeh. Right? You can buy and sell an Eved Kanani. Even after he becomes an Eved Kanani, not just when he comes from the status of being a goy, and now he becomes an Eved Kanani. You can sell an Eved Kanani to someone else. So if he's kishar v'chamaro, that taka makes sense. It's kistei achuza. So the same kinyan chalipin that works by kaka should work by an Eved Kanani. But when you mishachar the Eved Kanani, he's not kisod, right? He's undergoing a full garrison, right? He's a full-fledged Yisrael. He's not only chayv and mitzvahs keisha, now he's chayv and mitzvahs like a full-fledged Yisrael. So the Rambam could say, taka makes a lot of sense. When it comes to bikones atzon, when it comes to the shichur of an Eved Kanani, So then Chalifin shouldn't work. Because Chalifin is not Mitam Kasef. Aye, so why should it work to be Kona him? It's Xeris HaKosev, it's like Steachuza. When he's becoming an Eved Kanani, so then we can call him like Steachuza, because it's Kishar V'chamor. But when he's being Meshukra, then he's not Kisteachuza. Not Kishar V'chamor, so therefore Chalifin is not Mitam Kasef. That's why it's not going to work. That's the simple answer for the Rambam. The Rambam really holds Chalifin is not Mitam Kasef. And he learns it from our Sugya. The only halacha that he has to explain is why is an Eved Kanani going to be nicknamed by Chalifin? So he says that's Xeris HaKosev, the Kishna Kosev le Stei Achuza, that an Eved Kanani is compared to Karka, and that's why he can be nicknamed by Tchila by Chalifin. The question is the Ravid. The Ravid, Tosas on Daf Ches, why should I distinguish between Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani? If Chalifin is Mitam Kesef, and that's why an Eved Kanani can be nicknamed by Konas Atzel by Chalifin, so why can't an Eved Ivri be nicknamed by Konas Atzel by Chalifin? What's the answer? You could say the other way. You could say that the Ravid and Tosas holds Xeris HaKosev the other way, that really Chalifin is Mitam Kesef, but there's Xeris HaKosev that an Eved Ivri is not Konas or nicknamed by Chalifin. That's what you could say. But you could also say something very simple. You could say that the Ravid holds that maybe Taka, the maskon of the Gemara is not this way. Right? Maybe Taka, the Eved Ivri, is nikneh b'chalifin. Tosfos will have to say, Tosfos distinguishes between the two. Right? Tosfos says that an Eved Kanani is nikneh b'chalifin, but an Eved Ivri is not. The Chorah, Tosfos will have to say, it's just a Gzeres HaKosev. Gzeres HaKosev, that an Eved Ivri is different, even though Chalifin really should be Mitam Kesef. Right? Just like we said, according to the Rambam, the distinction within Eved Kanani between Nikna and Konas Atzmo is just a Gzeres HaKosev. You'll have to say, according to Tosfos, that there's just a Gzeres HaKosev, that an Eved Ivri is not Nikna the Konas Atzmo the Chalifin. But according to the Ravid, you're not forced into that. The Ravid can have a different pshat. The Ravid can say, who claims we paskin like this Gzeres HaKosev? Do we paskin like this Drasha? It's not the Maskon of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Rav Nachman, who holds that you can't do Chalifin with Peres, so how is Rabbah going to respond? The Maskon of the Gemara is not that Bekezev Nikta Venu Nikta Betfuah V'Kelim comes to exclude Chalifin. What's the Maskon of the Gemara? According to the Rabbah, whom we paskin like, the Maskon of the Gemara is Bekezev Nikta Venu Nikta Betfuah V'Kelim is talking about less Busha V'Pruta. I'd have a Havamina that Betfuah V'Kelim can't be Nikta. Why? Mikra V'Hana Asayu. It's easy to get the Hanoah from Tuva Kalim, so I think even though it's less than a Shara Pruta, you still can be Kona B'Chalif, you still can be Kona B'Tachos Mishava Pruta. Isn't that the Maskona of the Gemara? Does the Drasha of Mikesev Minosov and Enigma B'Tuva Kalim stand, or does it not stand in the Gemara? The Ravid could say the Drasha doesn't stand. So I hold Chalifin is Mitam Kesef. Chalifin is Mitam Kesef. That's why Nebbe Kanani is Kona Esasmo V'Enigma B'Chalifin. Eved Ivri? No, Eved Ivri Taka also is Nikna, the Kones Atzov HaChalifin. Why should I distinguish, says the Ravid? Right? Maybe the Ravid will say that all Avodim are Niknim, the Kones Atzov HaChalifin. Because Chalifin is Mitam Kesef. The Drosha in the Gemara. That Drosha is not the Maskana, according to the Rav. Lest you think this is just like a strange pshat in the Rav, this probably is what Tosis and Bava Metzia has to hold. Because Tosis and Bava Metzia argues with Tosis and Kedushin. Tosis and Bava Metzia It's a very short line. He quotes the Gemara in Gittin about Shabbat Kumta. He says like this. The Gemara in Kiddush on that Tezayin talks about how an Eved Ivri can be Kones Atzma. B'Kesef, yes. B'Shava Kesef, yes. B'Shtar, also yes, but not B'Mechila. The Adon says, B'Apetrei Zil, if he says just Zil, that doesn't work. Eved Ivri Gufo Konoi, Harav Shemachal Al Girono, Ein Girono Mochal. That's the famous Gemara, that Eved Ivri Gufo Konoi. So, Tosus above Matzia comments, U'Belo Kenyan Iri. We're talking about that he just says va'apetrei zil, not with chalipin. He doesn't say, he doesn't do a kinyan. There's no chalipin with the eved. Because if there would be a chalipin with the eved, it would work. To be kinyan, lo hayatzarech shtar. By kinyan, you wouldn't need a shtar. So if you do chalipin, says Tosfos Baal Metzia, it works by an eved ivri. Why? He says, na'afilu eved k'nayin konatzo b'chalipin, k'demucha b'hashaleach. Even an Eved Kenayni can be Kones Atzma B'Chalipin, like the Gemara in Gittin. So if an Eved Kenayni can be Kones Atzma B'Chalipin, the Eved Ivri also should be able to be Kones Atzma B'Chalipin. That's how Tosfos and Bava Metzia means. What's he saying? It's a Kal V'Chomer. If an Eved Kenayni can be Kones Atzma B'Chalipin, the Eved Ivri also has to be able to be Kones Atzma B'Chalipin. What's the Kal V'Chomer? What's the Kal V'Chomer? If an Eved Kenayni can be Kone himself B'Chalipin, and Eved Ivri has to be able to be Kones Atzma B'Chalipin. I thought the answer was that an Eved Kenayni is more nikna to the Adon than an Eved Ivri. It's Keshara V'Chamora. So if even an Eved Kenayni that's so nikna Keshara V'Chamora to the Adon can be Kones Atzma B'Chalipin, can use such a Kenyan, the Eved Ivri who's less nikna to the Adon, Avada should be able to be Kones Atzma B'Chalipin. That's the Kal V'Chomer that Tosfos in Bava Metzia suggests. What does he hold? That an Eved Ivri can be Kones Atzma B'Chalipin. What's the Kasha against Tosfos there? Eved Ivri is Kones Atzma B'Chalipin. It sounds great. He's saying Eved Ivri and Eved Kenayni are the same. Chalipin is mitam kesef. If it works by one, it works by the other. What's the Peledik Akasha against Tosfos? Right? Tosfos and Bava Metzia is Pilei Ploim. Why? It's against our Gemara. Doesn't our Gemara say B'kesef u'nikna v'enu nikna b'tfu v'kelin? Chalipin doesn't work by an Eved Ivri? How can Tosfos and Bava Metzia say the Chalipin does work? The answer is Tosfos and Bava Metzia learns that drasha doesn't stay l'maskana. Once the Gemara comes around to explain Rabbah differently, once the Gemara comes around to explain that Rabbah holds that b'kesef hu nikna v'enu nikna b'tfuah v'kelim doesn't mean b'toras tfuah v'kelim. It means enu nikna b'tfuah v'kelim pochos mishava pruta, even pochos mishava pruta. And I need that drasha because I think mit mikra v'hanu asayu, maybe even pochos mishava pruta would work. Kamash v'la no. Once the Gemara comes around to that drasha, then we reject the other drasha. There is no drasha that Eved Ivri nikta v'kesef, but not b'toras to v'kel, not b'chalifin. He's nikta v'chalifin. And why is he nikta v'chalifin? What's the svar, Yaakov? What's the svar that an Eved Ivri should be able to be nikta v'chalifin? Same as why an Eved Kenayni can be nikta v'chalifin, because chalifin is mitam kesef. Right, so Tosfos and Bava Metzia will argue with Tosfos and Kiddushin. Tosfos and Kiddushin confused us. Tosfos and Kiddushin says, it's all the same. Right? It's all the same. Eved Ivri, right? Eved Kenayni is nikna v'kones atzma b'chalipin. Eved Ivri is not nikna, they're not kones atzma b'chalipin. Right? Each one, there's a split, right? But within each one, the halachas are the same. Comes the Ravid and says, no, there's no split b'chalal. Eved Ivri is nikna b'chalifin, just like an Eved Kenayni. But we have our drasha b'kesef u'nikna v'enu nikna b'tfuah v'kelin. Comes the Ravid and says, but that's not going to last l'maskana. That doesn't last l'maskana. So if it doesn't last l'maskana, then you're free to say that both an Eved Kenayni and an Eved Ivri can be nikna b'chalifin. Okay, so there are three shittos that emerge. When all the dust settles, there are three shittos. What are the three shittos? The Rambam holds the Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef. The Rambam would say that both an Eved Ivri and an Eved Kenayni can't be Kones Atzmam the Chalifin. The Eved Kanaini is nikna v'chalifim because of Xerus HaChasid. That's the Rambam. Tosfos and Kedushin splits between Eved Kanaini and Eved Ivri. Tosfos and Kedushin says that an Eved Ivri can't be nikna v'chalifim, but an Eved Kanaini can be nikna v'chalifim. Tosfos holds that chalifim is mitam kesef, but there's Xerus HaChasid, v'kesef v'nikna v'en v'nikna b'tfu v'kelim, that it doesn't work by an Eved Ivri, that the chalifim doesn't work by an Eved Ivri. And then we have the Ravid. The Ravid says that that maybe Eved Kanaini and Eved Ivri are the same, completely the same. Chalifin is mitam keser. Maybe Chalifin should work by Eved Kanaini and by Eved Ivri both to be kones asmo and to be nikna, because Chalifin is mitam keser. If I the Gzer Sakosa, the drosha not Gemara, no, the Ravid says that drosha doesn't stay lemaskon, doesn't stay lemaskon. Three sheikis. The question that we'll have to address tomorrow. What is the Rambam going to do with that Taina? The Ravid seems right. The Drasha doesn't stay l'maskana. The Drasha doesn't stay l'maskana. So what are the Rambam and Tosfos and Kedushin going to do with the maskana of the Gemara? Tosfos says, yeah, he looks at this line of the Gemara, Umayniu Chalifin, Bekesef v'nikna v'enu nikna b'tfu v'kelem, Umayniu Chalifin, Ein Eved Ivri nikna v'chalifin v'lokona atso v'chalifin. Because of the Drasha of the Gemara. But that's not l'maskana. It's not l'maskana. So if it's not l'maskana, what is Tosfos saying over here? Pele play. But when you work out the cheshbon back and forth, what comes out, the final kasha, is how can Tosfos assume that our Gemara is teaching that Eved Ivri is not nikna b'chalifin and not kones atzo b'chalifin? That's the drush in the middle of the Gemara, but that's not l'maskana. Look at the Mishnah Lamelech. Try to look at the Rambam and Hilchos Avodim and Perek Beis, and we'll compare notes to that. Okay, and then after we finish that, we'll move on to the next Chelek of the Sukkah.